You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Culture and Reform by Anna Robertson Brown, published in 1896. In this world of ours, there is often talk about reform. There are lots of things in need of reform. The government, education, the media, pretty much all of our institutions. But such talk of reform always leads us back to the individual. That is why I say, to carry it through, reform must be adequate to deal with the mysteries and powers of life. For out of the mystery we were born, and into the mystery do we return. And everything in between is a mystery as well. Growth is a mystery. What we are, we know. But what we shall be tomorrow, who can tell? Growth is something which escapes our complete control. It takes unthought of direction and lays hold of destinies that did not cross our minds. Personality is also a mystery and an inherent power. We have something about us of which we ourselves are unconscious. In all our lives, we never find out what it is. If we had 10,000 photographs of ourselves, taken at 10,000 different moments unawares, I doubt if we should understand ourselves much better. We do not know how we look to others. We do not know how our behavior is interpreted. And yet our looks and behavior are making or marring our lives. The power of manners, says Emerson, is incessant, an element as unconcealable as fire. But we cannot all be trained alike, nor think alike when we are trained. We do something that proves magnetic or repellent, and we do not know why. Friends rise up to bless us whose love we never sought, and we find foes whose anger we never wittingly aroused. We speak, and our words often have the opposite effect of our intent. What is the relation of reform to this unbidden power? Reform must give a joyous incentive to living. It also must put the right work into our hands and teach us to do it well. The idle are the unhappy. The unskillful are the irresolute and sad. Reform must provide for eternal needs. We crave eternity. This life is not enough. We ask far more than 70 years and 10. In that time we but begin. We ask not only for a long life. We ask for wisdom, joy, hope, and peace. What reform will stand if it does not provide these things? Reform must somehow fit humanity for its majestic future, far outliving time, for years beyond years, and for cycles that shall know no end. Reform must adjust time and eternity, and build today on foundations that shall never fail. What shall this foundation be? True reform strikes to the roots of life, and places our restless, angered, weary personal will in harmony with the divine will. The human will often asks to indulge the senses, to wander among the vagaries of an idle and undisciplined heart and brain, which in turn leads to drunkenness, disease, strife, tyranny, lawlessness, depression, and all social evils. The divine will asks to free the spirit, purify the affections, and renew and strengthen the will of woman and man. All reforms rightly organized must run back to one root principle of organization and action, and that is this: seek ye first the kingdom of God. We must seek not simply our own ideas, not social good alone, not a changed environment or education, not a new political scheme. We must first seek to bring the kingdom of God into our hearts and lives, to love, honor, and cherish all that is upright, true, and worthy of divine love. Then in time all other good things may be added by the wise and tireless methods of our day. When eternal life gets hold of us, it will build us up in this life, as well as for that which is to come.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.